Chavad Arav. I'm wondering why Meister Ksofen can't be used for school tuition. I know that Meister Ksofen can't be used for a mitzvah, or even apparently, according to Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, a government obligation to send your kids to school. But considering that, one, the Torah mitzvah of Chinuch is to teach the kids Mikra, and two, the government obligation can be satisfied for free in public school, then why couldn't I use Meister Ksofen to send my kids to a Jewish private school to go beyond the minimal Torah and government requirements so that my kids can benefit from exposure to a frum environment in order to enhance their religious level, and so they can excel in other areas of Torah besides Mikra? Would a single mother be in a better situation regarding this? No mitzvah chinuch. Also, if a father-in-law to-be makes a deal with his future son-in-law that he marry his daughter in exchange for being supported in kol after marriage, as is common nowadays, would this be considered an obligation such as Meister Ksofen could not be used? With much thanks to the Rav for this fantastic forum, Anonymous, United States. Okay, what Rav Moshe Feinstein says is, the halacha is that you can't use Meister Ksofen for something that you are obligated to do already. To make a new obligation that you can volunteer to make and to stipulate that you're going to use Meister Ksofen, that's okay. And even though a person is not required, for instance, to feed his children and support them after they're 6 years old, since for the most part that has become accepted custom to support children after that, so that becomes like a chiyuv, something's obligatory. Somebody could not say that he won't do that. So as same thing goes with education in schools. Whatever has become by custom obligatory to do, then that can't be taken off Meister Ksofen. But something that is not obligatory, something that you want to send to a school with a dorm, and you didn't have to send to a dorm, you want to send to a better school, you could have sent to a mediocre school. All of this is by choice. If you designate, before you obligate yourself to these tuitions or whatever, that you are going to take the amount that you're not obligated to do at all out of Meister Ksofen, then you can use it from Meister Ksofen. Similarly, the man whose daughter is marrying Ben Torah is going to be supported, can make the stipulation, since he's not obligated to do that, he can make the stipulation that he wants to take that money from his Meister Ksofen.